This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Fiona. We've got a fabulous guest next. Fiona, who's joining us on the line?
The marvellous Georgie Purcell from the Animal Justice Party, one of the crossbenchers with power in the Victorian Parliament. Welcome to the program, Georgie.
Good morning, Nevena and Fiona. Thanks for having me on.
That's okay. We are always happy to hear your points of view, and we definitely love the fact you were at Chill Out recently. Did you have a great time?
I was. I love Chill Out so much. I've been going for a number of years now, but it's awesome to be back this year as a local representative for the region. It was really, really cool, and I'm so proud of the, you know, country pride that's out in northern Victoria, and it's just such a great day. I actually go with my family, and I had my niece out on the dance floor with the drag queens. It was a great day.
And Georgie, you've been going to, as you said, to Chill Out for a number of years, but what's the difference to going to Chill Out as an elected member of Parliament, and what were some of the comments that you heard from people at the festival?
Yeah, I think the difference is being able to go back and talk to constituents and, you know, for them to meet their local representative and to see, you know, that they have allies in Parliament and people that are sort of advocating on behalf of the queer community and the many issues that we need to progress. But I think the general comment is that people are just really happy to see politicians at events like that and, you know, for them to be ordinary people and having a great time out in the community at local events. So, yeah, it was a really great day.
Well, I guess it is gives people the opportunity, I mean, to meet you, to see, you know, to see you. But do you get many people, because that is part of your electorate, do you get many people who are raising issues with you while you are there? You know, I mean, from the Greyhound community, for example.
Yeah, I did actually. I had a number of people come up and speak to me about Greyhound issues, but also other issues just in the local community that they haven't got an audience with other politicians on before. So it's really great to be at events just like that so people can see that I'm there and I'm accessible and I'm available. And a number of attendees have contacted me about things that we discussed and hoping to be able to progress the issues for them in Parliament.
And recently there's been an announcement from Nike and Puma that they're withdrawing from kangaroo leather. We'd love to hear your thoughts on that and the international response to Victoria's kangaroo killing industry.
Yeah, we were so excited by that announcement by both Nike and Puma. There's been a long-running campaign for both to drop kangaroo leather, and obviously the next target and the one remaining is Adidas, and I feel really confident that they will come to the table as well. But I think it's a really clear sign to our state government that, you know, people across the world value our native wildlife and our native icons, and they're horrified to hear what happens to them here in this state and across the whole country. And I think that it's a signal to the state government that they need to act on this, that people across the whole world are watching and, you know, they're appalled, and it shouldn't be up to these, you know, huge global corporations to clean up the mess of our own state government's decisions and even international governments. The state of Oregon in the United States has also just recently introduced a bill to ban the import of kangaroo products, and we are directly responsible for that. And I think that it is a clear sign to the government that they might need to act on this.
I mean, if the horror of the bushfires, the 2019 bushfires showed anyone, is that worldwide people value wildlife, and the Australian animals are, I mean, the work and the donations that flooded in for, you know, the saving of the animals after the bushfires. It really shows that the world does pay attention, and these practices need to be addressed and reassessed. And certainly thank you for your work on that. And of course, the other main topic that's been in the news lately in this area is duck shooting. And when, oh, when are they going to actually just ban it?
Well, I'm really hopeful that this is going to be the last season. I mean, I was hopeful that there wasn't going to be a season at all this year, and it was looking really positive at one point that that would be the case. But obviously we've landed at a heavily reduced season and a parliamentary inquiry. So last week in Parliament, we voted on establishing the select committee that will have a review into duck shooting in Victoria, and the opposition and the shooters and a few minor parties voted against it, but we still got it across the line, and I've been elected as a member of that committee. So I'm really hoping to use this opportunity to make the case to the government one last time about why they need to act on this and get some hopefully good recommendations by the reporting period. It's a really tight reporting period. We have to have a final report with the government by the 31st of August. So it's been straight into work with that. And hopefully this will be the last year, but I obviously can't preempt what's going to happen over the next few months.
Georgie, something that we've spoken about previously, and I imagine it's going to be an ongoing conversation, is the vile social media comments that you're receiving, mostly of a misogynistic nature. And you highlighted this on International Women's Day by literally wearing your heart on your sleeve, by printing out some of those despicable, gutless comments that are sent to your social media, that are sent and commented publicly online. Do you support the anti-vilification reforms that Fiona Patten brought before the last parliament, that's really looking to stamp out this outdated gendered discrimination?
Yeah, I absolutely do support those laws, and I would love to see more progression in this space. Obviously, we've done a lot of work to progress the protection of, you know, vulnerable and marginalised communities when they exist in public or, you know, in outside spaces. But we're at the point now where the place that we're often most at risk is carried around with us everywhere we go, and, you know, put in our pockets and put into our handbags. And certainly since I got elected, I have felt most unsafe online, and, you know, that fear of opening a social media app and seeing what someone has said to you. I really think that we have a long way to go in terms of making it clear that we won't tolerate this open and free platform for women and, you know, gender diverse people and all different sorts of communities being marginalized online. And I think that by calling it out, I often am disarming people by doing what I did the other day. But I shouldn't have to do that. I shouldn't have to make people fearful that they're going to be called out and criticised themselves for leaving comments like this online. They need to learn that it's not okay and it's not acceptable. And we have a lot of work to do, both for women, you know, in politics, but just everywhere, you know. It's not okay to say that stuff. And I really hope that I made that point clear, because it is a burden that is shared across party lines. I probably experience it to a more severe level because of my past as, you know, as a stripper, and people think that I'm this open and free target. But every woman in politics experiences it to some extent.
Georgie, we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you a quick question. As a crossbencher, there's been some recent conversations regarding the role of IBAC and Integrity and the Andrews government, and that they're not actually acting with great integrity. And there's been some comments in the paper today about that. As a crossbencher, what are you hoping that you might be able to achieve with your other crossbenchers in taking some action?
Yeah, I think that one thing that is certainly clear to all of us across the crossbench, and certainly in the conversations I've had with the opposition as well, is that there needs to be action in this space to give the public more confidence that there will be better measures and protections in terms of acting with integrity. I know that the opposition has a proposal this week to establish a select committee examining sort of what's gone on in that space. And of course, that letter that was sent to the presiding officers that's been in the paper from Robert Redlich. The Greens have some ideas as well. We're yet to see any proposals in writing and how they look. So I'll be making my decision based on when I actually get the written motions that will be going before the Parliament this week, but certainly in agreement that we need to give the public and others in Parliament more confidence that integrity, matters of integrity, will be taken seriously. And I think that is it is an issue that will have to be addressed, because it's just become, you know, far too big of an issue for the government to not respond to. So I guess watch this space to see what happens over the next few days.
Yes, well, we'll be looking to talk more with you about that next time you're on the show.
Yeah.
So thank you, Georgie, for your time. That's fantastic.
Thank you for having me on. Great to chat.
Appreciate it, and have a great weekend.
You too.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Fiona. We're taking a quick break and then come back for our conversation with Peter Khalil.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
In every country,
masculinity here is a highly valued prize.
And every corner of the world,
I'm fighting for rights of LGBT people in Nigeria.
Breaking news and current issues.
The LGBT community has definitely pulled together here in Orlando.
Mixed with stories of everyday people.
I'm a gay imam.
All with one thing in common. They're part of the world's diverse LGBTIQ community.
Speaking from Ukraine.
Mongolia. In Malaysia.
Speaking from France.
In South Africa.
Uruguay.
Speaking from Jordan.
Slovakia.
From South Korea.
Every week we bring you stories of the rainbow community across the globe.
Worldwide Wave. Tuesday nights at 6 on Joy 94.9.
Are you ready to become the next big name in Australian radio? The Joy Radio Training Course is here to help get those creative juices flowing, as Joy's most talented broadcasters teach you everything you need to make your own radio magic. The next course begins on Saturday, April 22nd at the Joy Studios in the Victorian Pride Centre. To enrol or find out more info, head to joy.org.au/services. A Joy community service message.
G'day, David Moyle from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. I'm looking forward to your company this Sunday night from 7, where my very special guest will be the leader of the 3Cs, Matt Keegan, and Melbourne drummer with a new project called the Unstandards Band, Bill Collings. So treat your ears to the new and the not-so-new and perhaps something you've never heard before. 2 hours of jazz and improvised music, 7 o'clock this Sunday night, right here on Joy 94.9. Until then, may you have a wonderful jazzy week.
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Nevena and Fiona. In the first hour, we had some really interesting conversations. We were joined live in the studio by federal member for McNamara, Josh Burns, and we spoke about his recent appearance on Q&A, including a very interesting conversation around artist Billy Bragg changing lyrics to be more respectful and more inclusive of trans and gender diverse people. We also discussed what's coming up in Parliament, and there's some really three big bills, Fiona, that we had a chat with Josh about on climate, housing and manufacturing, three of the biggest issues of our time. And for me, that says that this government is not only looking forward, but really looking to guide Australia in a more productive and a more self-sufficient way.
And it was really good to hear actually about what some of those bills are, because at the moment, everything seems to be dominated by AUKUS and China and ideology versus values. So it was really actually good to dive down and find out what is happening behind the scenes that will have a significant impact on everyone's lives.
And then after Josh, we heard from Deputy Commissioner of IBAC, Kylie Kilgore, and a really interesting infographic that IBAC has released on the annual snapshot of its police oversight role. So IBAC has a role monitoring all the public service, but perhaps one of their most critical one is the role that they play with Victoria Police. And this infographic highlighted that there'd been that 14% increase in complaints received against Victoria Police just last year, Fiona. We've just had a comment from one of our listeners. It's the content and the host interview style that makes Saturday Magazine so good. Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners for texting in today. And if you do have a comment, you can get in touch with us on 0427 569 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au.
Fiona and Nevna, can I just, Paul here, good morning. Can I just say to you, we have had so many positive messages coming through about having you two as hosts on Saturday Magazine this morning, and what a fantastic job you're doing. So I just want to say on behalf of the listeners here, because I'm seeing a lot of these messages coming through that you are too good to read out on air, but they are
You've twisted our arm.
They are,
Paul.
So good. So keep going. It's really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, listeners.
And the last guest, Fiona, that we just had was Georgie Purcell. And it was really interesting to hear your perspective on the role of the crossbench and the role that she can play in furthering accountability and transparency, which were probably the two biggest buzzwords in the last Victorian election.
That's exactly right. I mean, I love the fact that there's someone that's standing there for animal rights in our parliament. I think that's amazing. But also the other work that they can do as crossbenchers is not to be underestimated.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.